a past FFA member himself. I'm here with David Townsend, the Assistant Director of Member Engagement at the American Farm Bureau Federation. David, tell me a little bit about your FFA experience.
Sure. So I didn't grow up on a farm or ranch, but got involved with agriculture through FFA at my local chapter. And so I was always interested in food, and that was an easy connection to see all of the steps that food took before getting into your refrigerator or into your kitchen. And so starting with an animal science one class and getting into some plant science classes too led me to majoring in plant science at University of Delaware and interning with Delaware Farm Bureau, which then led me to apply for a position at American Farm Bureau Federation in 2019. So a really easy flow to a partner organization with FFA.
How has your transition been to the FFA organization to American Farm Bureau?
I think it was a really easy transition because of a similar structure in the different organizations, with a local, state, and national level. And also just being within the agricultural community still, there's a lot of parallels in the experiences that folks have in FFA and as a Farm Bureau member. And so the transition was easy for me to do career-wise, but with the ability to take a lot of the lessons I learned in FFA right into the workplace. So it was really a great chance to apply all those things that I had notes on from like ag leadership classes or conferences or experiences and use them in the workplace as a starting employee.
That's cool how much it ties back to what the FFA is with the mission, Premier Leadership, Personal Growth, and Career Success. So what are some career opportunities that you believe in here at American Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau as a whole?
Definitely. So whether it's your county Farm Bureau, your state Farm Bureau, or American Farm Bureau, there's lots of opportunities to get involved when you're in high school and college, and then as you get into your career, whether that is a job at your state Farm Bureau or at American Farm Bureau, or membership in the organization as a whole. And one easy way to get involved is through a collegiate Farm Bureau chapter. Whether you're going to a two-year institution or a four-year university, you have the chance to start or get connected with a collegiate Farm Bureau chapter on your campus. And these chapters are typically connected to the county Farm Bureau in your college town or in the county that your university is located. And it's a great chance to get connected with the agriculture community right in that area while you're on campus. Which can lead to great connections in the state and a chance to have a network of farmers and ranchers and Farm Bureau members immediately when you graduate college, whether you stay in that state or move to a different one. Moving on from there, Collegiate Farm Bureau is a part of the Young Farmers and Ranchers program as a whole, which are Farm Bureau members that are aged 18 to 35. And what we see is that there's a really strong community that comes from getting involved with programs with folks that are in your same stage of life or that are going through similar struggles as you. And so the YFNR program is a great chance to connect with other people that you might not meet otherwise and build a really strong community of folks that can be a support system for you as you go throughout your career. And you can be a Farm Bureau member if you are farming and ranching directly, and you can also be involved if you aren't a farmer or rancher. And so you can be an affiliate member as well. So lots of great opportunities to get involved with the organization right out of high school and through your career.
To summarize, what is Farm Bureau and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture. And so it's a chance for farmers and ranchers to have a voice, one unified voice on Capitol Hill, but also in your local community. And so I think a word that I would associate with Farm Bureau is community, is a chance to meet with folks that are like-minded and that might be from different backgrounds than yourselves, and getting the chance to grow with both of those opportunities. And I think for me, Farm Bureau is that. It's community. It's a chance for me to go back home to Delaware and go to a local meeting or attend an event that is sponsored by our Farm Bureau and connect with old friends and meet new ones. And so it really is a chance to have that community after you finish up your time in FFA as well. And you'll notice that there are tons of 4-H and FFA alumni that are involved with the organization. And there are also tons of folks that are in the ag community that were never in 4-H or FFA. And so it's neat to get to learn about different experiences that folks have had that have have gotten them to where they are in their life. And so that community aspect of the organization has been really impactful for me.
So FFA and Farm Bureau are very similar. Great to hear. Is there any further information that you want to share, David?
Get connected. I think that it's easy to finish up your time in the Blue Jacket and to feel like that stage of life that meant so much to you is over, and that you can't get involved anymore with an organization that's bigger than yourself. But I think that it is so easy to get involved with Farm Bureau because it is structured similarly, that it's a chance for you to regain that feeling of being involved with an organization larger than you and a mission larger than you. So take that opportunity and contact your state Farm Bureau or your county Farm Bureau to get involved. There's tons of scholarships that are available, lots of programming, leadership development opportunities. So it's a great chance to be involved.
Community involvement, that is what American Farm Bureau Federation continues to provide for opportunities for students. And that was David Townsend, an Assistant Director of Membership Engagement at the American Farm Bureau Federation. We appreciate their support of the National FFA organization. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.